なたの欲しいものを私にすぐわかる。新しいメロディーにゆらゆら揺れるあなたを見ると私の心は子供のように動くのです。だからにっこり抱きしめたくなって、まるで二人は幼い日のうらうら影のように、いつもそばに。このメロディーに乗って
Hey everyone, you are listening to Vernacular Media. I'm Penny. I'm so happy to be back here in the home studio recording another episode on a pretty idyllic afternoon, I have to say. Birds are chirping, windows are all open. Feels like the promise of summer might actually deliver around here, which is always very exciting. So with that in mind, I just started off today's episode first with a song from Meg Baird and Mary Lattimore, and that was called Fair Annie from their collaborative record Ghost Forests. And then just now we're listening to Sachiko Kenenobu, and with the name of that song is Kagero, which translates into heat wave, which seemed appropriate on a few different levels today. Not only is it finally a heat wave happening here, but it's also going to be Sachiko's birthday at the end of the month. So happy birthday, Sachiko, fellow Gemini. Very exciting. Let me grab my cookbook here. I'm somewhat far away from it. Okay, I'm back. All right, so this week I'm doing a really simple, very delightful recipe. It's from a cookbook called Sofra Miz, Vibrant Middle Eastern Recipes from Sofra Bakery and Cafe. And that is a restaurant in Boston that I've never been to, but I heard about this. The woman who owns this place, her name's Anna Sorturn, and her co-author is Mara Kilpatrick, who is, I think, the head baker at this bakery. So I've been really enjoying this one. I've had it for about a year, but One of my favorite recipes from this book is olive oil granola. And, you know, I feel like as we enter into the third month, or I guess we're in the third month of being at home and, you know, being pretty isolated, I think everyone's still wants comfort food, but realizes if you're in it for the long haul, you got to make it healthy-ish. So this is one of my favorite healthy-ish, definitely, I would say ish, comfort foods. And I made a batch of this for the first time a few weeks ago, first time in a long time. And it just made me so happy to have it. So here's what you need to make this olive oil granola. It does make 5 cups of granola, which will keep for about 3 weeks. So you can always, you know, half it if you don't want that much. But you can't really go wrong if you ask me. So for this recipe, you want 3 cups of old-fashioned rolled oats, 3/4 cup of golden flax seeds, 1/3 cup toasted sesame seeds, 1/4 cup natural cane sugar or demerara, kind of also known as, it's kind of like turbinado and sugar in the raw, you can just like the bigger sugar. 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of sea salt or kosher salt, 1.5 cups of toasted sliced almonds, 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 cup of honey, and 2 tablespoons of date molasses or date syrup. And this is an ingredient I definitely recommend seeking out. If you don't care to do that, you can also substitute maple syrup, but the date syrup, date molasses, is a really great flavor, so I recommend that. Okay, to make this wonderful granola, you're going to preheat the oven to 300 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and spray the paper with olive oil cooking spray. If you don't have cooking spray, you can just, you know, rub a little olive oil on there if you want. Combine the oats, flax seeds, sesame seeds, sugar, cinnamon, and salt in a large bowl. And combine the olive oil, honey, and date molasses in a saucepan. Whisk that over medium heat until it's combined. It will only take you a few minutes. Pour this mixture, the oil mixture, into the bowl with the oats, and use a rubber spatula to toss and evenly coat the oats. Next, you want to spread that mixture on your baking sheet and bake it for 15 minutes. Pull the pan out, stir it to break everything apart, and then bake for another 15 to 20 minutes. And you'll start to notice the color will start to change. It will be a toasted brown color. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind with this granola is it will not dry while it's baking, but it dries out when it's cooling. So once you're cooling it, just keep stirring the granola occasionally to break up any clumps that are there. And then once it's completely cooled, you can stir in those almonds if you'd like, or if you also would like to do like raisins or dates or other dried fruit, you could stir that in then. I like having this with yogurt and fresh fruit, so I don't usually put dried fruit in there, but I'm sure that's also very delicious. So yeah, this is olive oil granola. It really is so simple, but it just feels like a nice special treat. I was very excited to have yogurt and fruit and granola for a few weeks while I enjoyed the latest batch of that granola. So that's, again, from Soframiz. That's Soframiz, the name of the cookbook. And that's the recipe for this week. I hope some of you enjoy it. Try it out. Get that date molasses. It's really good. Okay, so, you know, we are firmly in Gemini season now. And so the next song we're going to listen to is called New Day. And that's by Sun Ra. And we just celebrated Sun Ra's birthday on May 22nd. And the orchestra, longtime band leader, Marshall Allen, is celebrating his 96th birthday as I record this on May 25th. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Marshall. Happy arrival day, Sun Ra. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. till the break of day. I know everybody has a little hard love sometimes. I know lately I've been having
Bye.
To Radio Harbor Country, WRHC 106.7 FM, serving Three Oaks, WRHZ 93.5 FM, serving Chickamauga Township, and everywhere else online at radioharborcountry.org. We'll be right back. That was $75 Bill with a song whose title I'm not able to pronounce, but it was from their most recent, very critically acclaimed album, I Was Real, came out in 2019. I'm going to send that one out to Che Chen, who's half of $75 Bill. Happy birthday, another fellow Gemini, May 27th. We're really taking over. At least we're taking over this episode of Vernacular Media, I guess. Before that, we listened to The Glands with When I Laugh. Before that, Shintaro Sakamoto, Mask on Mask. Cat Power with her cover of the Michael Hurley song, Sweetie D. And we started off that set with New Day from Sun Ra. And inadvertently, I realized that so far the show has been all musicians who I have loved to see perform live throughout my life. And Shintaro Sakamoto was one of the most recent shows that I saw this past winter in Chicago. And it was just like one of the best shows I think I ever saw. And I never thought that I would get to experience him live. And it, to say that it exceeded my expectations in a cramped, crowded, subterranean club would be an understatement. I really miss going out to shows. So maybe that's why I picked all these bands and musicians that I love to see live. Anyway, somebody who I've never seen perform live is Mulatu Astake, and this is who's coming up next with the song Diwal. We'll be right back.
It's a microphone.
C'est quoi ça?
Oh, what time?
Non, mais ça.
This?
Ouais.
It's a microphone. I'm recording you blowing off firecrackers. Is it okay? Is it okay if I record you setting off the firecrackers? I don't know what time it is. Sorry.
Vous partez quand?
I'm sorry?
Vous partez quand?
Okay. No, keep going.
Hein?
Keep blowing them up.
D'Angleterre, vous êtes? D'anglais?
I only speak English, I'm sorry.
Oh.
step out of the strange light. That cold bed where the blankets quilted and landed. And I turned to the stars checking out my bed. Come to
Jesus, I see you in my hands every day.
You are listening to Radio Harbor Country, WRHC 106.7 FM Three Oaks, WRHZ 93.5 FM Chickamauga Township, and everywhere else at radioharborcountry.org. We started off that set with Mulatu Astake with his song Dual. After that, we listened to Gaster Del Sol, Seasons Reverse, Arthur Russell, Come to Life, and just now we were listening to Gelato Negro with the tune Running, and that's off of his latest album, also from last year, This Is How You Smile. So we've got a special reading this week. We had the opportunity to be joined by Michael Slaybach of The Breakaway Show. Thankfully, he lives in my house, so it was easy to book him to come and do a special reading with me. So without further ado, here we go. What is happening?
A virus has come.
Is it dangerous?
Very dangerous, but not dangerous to most. It strikes the elderly most viciously, but it can kill the middle-aged, the young, the thin, the healthy.
What should we do?
Well, you gotta stay away from others. Stay inside.
And then we won't get the virus?
Well, absolutely, you will get it. Everyone will get it.
Wait, no one told us this. They're telling us to stay inside and we won't get it.
Well, I'm telling you now, almost everyone will get it. 70% of you, give or take. Think about it. It's everywhere and there's no vaccine. But we want everyone to get it at different times, like on a schedule of getting it. At least 5 million people already have it in the United States.
Wait, 5 million? Everyone says 1 million.
That's the known, confirmed cases. We just started testing in earnest like an hour ago. For every case we know, there's like 5, 10, 50 that we don't. Maybe they got it or were asymptomatic. Maybe they got sick, but not sick enough to go to the hospital or get tested. 5 million is an extremely low estimate of how many cases there are. It's probably more like 20 million.
20?
That's good news. I mean, in a way, that means it's less deadly to most people than we thought, and it proves the inevitability of, you know, you getting it yourself. So stay inside till it's your turn to get it.
How long should we stay inside?
I mean, I'm thinking like 2 months. No, 3, 6? No, 12. Yes, 12.
Then it will be gone?
The virus? Lord, no. It could be like 18 months till we get a vaccine. But by then you'll have already gotten it, so the date doesn't really matter. Especially given the virus will come back double strong in the fall.
So it's less potent in the summer?
Absolutely not. Who told you that?
You just said it'll come back stronger in the fall, which implies its power is dissipated in the summer.
Are you a doctor? No. Good. Okay, then pay attention. The virus is everywhere. It's in every city and state, but we're flattening the curve. Then it'll very likely come back with a vengeance in the fall. Winter, too. Also, in the meantime, it'll be with us all summer with probably no change in its potency. Capiche?
No one's giving us this information.
Well, you know how we're stretching out the cases over a longer period of time, flattening the curve? We're also flattening the truth. So just stay inside and you'll be fine. Order stuff online, support your local restaurant.
Phew, okay, we can do that.
But do so knowing that you're putting the lives of everyone at risk. The cooks, the clerks, the delivery people. I'm actually a bit shocked by your selfishness and the cavalier way you're sacrificing the lives of people who have no choice but to expose themselves to the grave danger during a pandemic.
It sounds like you're saying we shouldn't order stuff to be delivered.
You shouldn't, unless you want your local businesses to die.
So we should support local businesses?
Absolutely. While risking their workers' lives, yes. Order food, eat it, watch the news about the pandemic that can't be stopped. Get plenty of sleep and, you know, start smoking. Turnout smokers are less likely to get sick, which only makes sense. So remember to exercise. Go for a run.
Where should we go for a run?
Ideally someplace where you can spread out where you aren't in close proximity to other people.
Like the beach, a park?
Sure. Beaches and parks are, you know, wide open spaces. They're about as safe as you can be.
We just went to the beach and the park. There were hundreds of other people there.
You went to the beach? The park? What were you thinking? There are hundreds of people there. Go home. Be with your kids. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Well, make sure they keep up with their school. Keep up with their worksheets and Zoom and check their work and keep them off screens and go outside. And don't worry about school. It's a pandemic after all.
Many of the things that you just said sound contradictory.
Not at all. I'll rephrase. Your kids are living through a crisis. It's all right if they feel anxious or if you can't maintain routines or keep up with regular school schedules. Just make sure they don't fall behind. And remember that kids thrive on routine. So stick to a schedule, but give them space and stay inside and go outside and use technology to connect with teachers and friends and limit that screen time.
Wait, so...
But enjoy some downtime together. Relax, watch a movie, cook some food. Just don't go to the stores because that's dangerous to everyone. Order in, but don't. Stay home, move to the country and stay in the city. I mean, if you get sick, go to the hospital, but don't get too sick because you wouldn't want to be going to one of those hospitals now. They're full of sick people.
When did you say this would all end again?
18 months. That said, the soonest we've ever come up with a vaccine was 4 years.
But everybody's talking about reopening stores and everything now. How does that square with 18 months?
That's easy. People will die.
Wait, what?
Oh, sure. So many more. Oceans of people. Even just 1,500 a day for 18 months means 800,000 in the U.S. alone will die from the virus. That's what the Minnesota scientist said, Osterholm. He's one of the foremost experts in the world. He's been right every step of the way so far.
What? 800,000?
I mean, that's if things stay more or less steady. It could be higher, much higher, with the easing of the restrictions and all.
But isn't the rate of death declining?
I mean, Friday was one of the deadliest days yet, and that's after everyone's been inside for over a month. Once everyone goes back to work, it'll probably go up significantly. Total bloodbath.
So why are we easing restrictions?
Something, something, the economy.
Excuse me?
Mumble, mumble, the economy, maybe.
We don't understand.
Listen, people are fatigued. They want to go back to work. They want to shop. More than anything, they want to roll balls towards white pins and make loud bang-bang sound, and then possibly end up with a tube inserted in their trachea, helping them breathe while their lungs cease to function until they almost invariably die and die alone.
So why don't we just freeze the economy? Just close most businesses and have the government give everyone a living wage while we wait until there's a vaccine?
Well, first of all, ridiculous. Second, that would take significant coordination between local, state, and federal governments.
Can we do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, okay. For starters, we'd need super advanced ways to coordinate everyone. We'd certainly need phones, maybe email. We might even need spreadsheets and or computers.
Do we have all of those things?
I mean, I think we might, but there are still so many questions. Like, how would we know who to give money to? We'd have to have a national database with all the salaries of all the nation's workers.
Don't we have that? It seems like we could get that.
Well, here's another plan. We promise money to pretty much every person in every business. We give this money to like half the people and to a very small percentage of businesses. Let the big banks control most of the money meant for small businesses, and the big banks can funnel it to their biggest clients.
That sounds terrible.
Well, those big banks sure know how to handle cash.
Well, it seems it would just be easier to give people the exact salaries that they had before they lost their jobs to one of the deadliest viruses in 100 years. Just freeze everything. Just, you know, mutually agree to pause together so we don't have to lose 730,000 more souls.
First of all, boring. Where's the intrigue, the drama? With our system, you have wave after wave of unemployment with no end in sight. Every week brings something new: business closures, bankruptcies, ruptures of the supply chain, a never-ending cascading domino orgy of lost savings, empty storefronts, and shattered dreams. That's much more exciting than some boring old guaranteed income that would allow everyone to simply ride out the pandemic, knowing that their jobs and businesses would be there when the virus was defeated.
So there's no plan.
Having no plan is the plan. Haven't you been listening? Plans are for commies and the Danish. Here we do it fast and loose and dumb and wrong, and occasionally we have a man who manufactures pillows come to the White House to show the president encouraging texts. It all works. 18 months, 800,000 deaths, no plan, states bidding against states for medicine and equipment. You're on your own. Plans are lame.
I'm going to go lay down now. I don't feel good.
Should we sing a patriotic song? I feel like our forebears would be so proud of us now. It's just like how we all pulled together in World War II. Every element of society, from the White House to Rosie the Riveter, just with common purpose and shared sacrifice. This is just like that. Except instead of coordination, we have competition. Instead of common cause, we have acrimony and chaos. Instead of fireside chats, FDR and Churchill, we have tweets, Lysol and Ron DeSantis. I mean, other than that, it's exactly the same.
Anyway, what is it? What is it? Oh, what? Good! across autumn skies, kissed the sun, touched the moon, but he left me much too soon. His ladybird, he left his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Ladybird, I'll treat you good, I'll
lightning flashed across the sky, the night he taught me how to fly. The sun came up, and then I found too soon he let his lady down, his ladybird. I'm his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down. Ladybird, I wish you would, you ladybird, pretty
she's wondering what's the way. I say, look, why don't you just wear what you'd wear every day? You know, t-shirt, you know, sweatshirt, you know, cut-off shorts, you know those plain old everyday clothes. She had a black dress that I remember still, but in her ordinary clothes the girl was dressed to kill. I loved her at first sight, I suppose, and I couldn't have loved her more than in her plain old everyday clothes. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt, started going soft and I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something didn't fit right now, but I loved her at first sight. Now she's in something from the hardware store, but Pierre Cardin and a Fiorucci could have done no more. Cause I loved her, cause I loved her, cause that's the way it goes. And I loved her even more in just her plain old everyday clothes. Yeah, yeah. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt, I started going soft and I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something that didn't fit right, but I loved her at first sight.
Now she's in something that she's put on by chance. But when I fell in love, when I fell in love, it plain made no difference. Cause I loved her, since every angel knows. And I loved her more than just her plain old everyday clothes. My God, her plain old everyday jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt. I started going soft and I started to flirt. Jeans and something from the second hand. But remember what I said about Pierre Cardin. Jeans and something from the hardware store. But the Italian boys could have done no more. Alright. Alright. Man.
instead of taking me for a ride, that I need someone to love me. I know you can. Believe me when I tell you, you could love me like a man. Ain't got no bone. I want a man to rock me like my backbone was his own. Darling, I know you can. Believe me when I tell you, you could love me like a man. Sad and lonely, feel like I wanna cry. I want a man to hold me, not some fool to ask me why. And I need someone to love me. Darling, I know you can. Don't you put yourself above me.
That was Bonnie Raitt, Love Me Like a Man. And I want to dedicate that one to our friend Jane Pelichaud, who passed on this week. We love you, Jane, and we're going to miss you. And I feel like that song is a very Jane song. Not sure if she liked Bonnie Raitt, but I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't. Before that, we listened to Can't Seem to Make You Mine by Alex Chilton. That's the version from the excellent Ocean Club 77 performance. Before that, we listened to Jonathan Richman, Everyday Clothes. Remember getting dressed to go to parties? We'll do that again one day, I'm sure. Before that, so let's see. Oh, we had a little insider cat duo. We listened to Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. That was the song Lady Bird from their great album Nancy and Lee, who our cats are named after. And before that, we listened to Yoko Ono, What Did I Do? And Yoko is the name that we've given a new little cat that's been hanging around the neighborhood, trying really hard not to adopt Yoko. So just, you know, rest assured, Nancy and Lee are still our favorites. And then we started off that set with Dave Eggers, Flattening the Truth on the Coronavirus. And that was from the New York Times earlier this month. So special thanks to Michael Slabach of The Breakaway Show for doing a very wonderful, dramatic interpretation of that piece. I didn't know that I was living with a thespian. I'm very excited about that. So hopefully we'll have some more fun, sort of. I don't know if I really call that fun, but it was fun to record some pieces with him. And just for those of you who are wondering, yes, Michael did confirm that that is pretty much the voice in his head when he's reading the news. So anyway, thanks so much for tuning in for another edition of Vernacular Media. This was our 74th episode, so I'll be back next week with number 75. Be well in the meantime.